Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andy Reese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Walker. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Walker. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hogan and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires to first and has English trapped. There's the throw to Cohen who tags English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive towards short. Reese catches it and throws to first to double up Heathcote. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Lindstrom moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Toole. Root reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. Beck moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohen moves to second. Russ Wrightstone pinch hits for Bill Walker. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Toole hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Welsh moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Toole. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm bunts towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive towards third. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohen moves to second. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Rees settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Toole takes first base on ball 4. Welsh moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welsh scores. O'Toole moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. O'Toole moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rees strikes out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Heathcott reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Heathcott moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hubbell. Heathcott scores. Grimm moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Root hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Beck tags and moves to second. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. English hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cohen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-4 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler bunts towards first. Terry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terry. McGuire moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heathcott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Kyler moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Heathcott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heathcote tags and scores. One out. It's 10-4, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, resupplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards the mound. Root settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.